Unit 2, Chapter 4, Page 53. Sign Language for Everyone.
Most of us know a little about how babies learn to talk. From the time infants are born, they hear language because their parents talk to them all the time. Between the ages of 7 and 10 months, most infants begin to make sounds. They repeat the same sounds over and over again. For example, a baby may repeat the sound da-da-da or ba-ba-ba. This activity is called babbling. When babies babble, they are practicing language. Soon, the sound da-da-da may become daddy, and ba-ba-ba may become bottle. What happens, though, to children who cannot hear? How do deaf children learn to communicate? Recently, doctors have learned that deaf babies babble with their hands. Laura Ann Petito, a psychologist at Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C., has studied how children learn language. She observed 3 hearing infants and 2 deaf infants. The 3 hearing infants had English-speaking parents. The 2 deaf infants had deaf mothers and fathers who used American Sign Language, ASL, to communicate with each other and with their babies. Dr. Petito studied the babies 3 times, at 10, 12, and 14 months. During this time, children really begin to develop their language skills. Dr. Petito and her assistants studied the children for 4 months and made many important observations. For instance, they saw that the hearing children made many different varied motions with their hands. However, there appeared to be no pattern to these motions. The deaf babies also made many different movements with their hands. However, the deaf babies' movements were more consistent, and they seemed to prefer certain hand shapes. In fact, during the 4-month period, the deaf babies' hand motions started to resemble some of the basic hand shapes used in ASL. Hearing infants start with simple syllable babbling, da-da-da, and then put more syllables together to sound like real sentences and questions. Apparently, deaf babies follow this same pattern too. First, they repeat simple hand shapes. Next, they form simple hand signs, words, and use these movements together to resemble ASL sentences. Linguists, people who study language, believe that our ability for language is innate. In other words, humans are born with the capacity for language. It does not matter if we are physically able to speak or not. Other researchers have begun additional studies that focus on teaching baby signs to hearing infants. Baby signs are simple signs to help hearing babies communicate more easily when they are too young to speak. For example, mom, dad, cold, hungry, tired. Researchers at the National Institute of Health, NIH, conducted a study to compare 2 groups of 11-month-old hearing babies. They taught some simple baby signs to the first group and focused on verbal or speech training to the second group. Surprisingly, by the time the hearing babies who learned baby signs were 2 years old, they were more advanced talkers than the second group. The spoken language difference between the 2 groups continued to grow. The babies who learned sign language spoke better at 3 years old, too. Researchers tested the children again at 8 years old, and there was still a difference. The researchers have concluded that teaching signs to hearing babies improves their verbal development. Because of the study's positive results, researchers now want to focus on early infant education. Although these studies are new, researchers believe teaching babies signs can be very helpful to all children.